In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today's Gospel reading from St. Matthew is filled with a series of questions and answers. First, the Pharisees question Jesus about the commandments in order to test him, and Jesus responds with the well-known words, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." And then he goes on to add, and the second is like it, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." But it's not done here. Jesus has some questions of his own. What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? And the Pharisees get themselves tied into a big mess and ultimately are not able to adequately answer Jesus. So there are some interesting and intriguing questions being thrown around by Jesus and the Pharisees. Not only does this gospel have important questions enclosed within it, but for us, it raises questions of our own. We love when we can pull a straightforward message out of Scripture, which, by the way, is hardly ever. First, it seems like the primary message in this gospel is pretty easy. Love God and love your neighbor. We got it. We can do that. But if we really listen to and ponder the words Jesus is saying, we think this text is a little more difficult than it first sounds. Love God with all your heart. How do we do that? How do we love God with our whole soul? How do we love something with all our mind? Further, we usually love things we can explicitly experience with our senses. Things we can touch, we can see, we can smell, we can taste, or hear. How do we love God? Something we cannot explicitly experience with our senses. How do we experience God in general? Who is considered to be my neighbor? These are all questions that rise up and don't have any clear answers. So Jesus' commandment, which is the core of this gospel passage, is not nearly as straightforward at first seemed. Probably a part of this has to do with the fact that Jesus does not answer the Pharisees' question in a very straightforward way. There are over 600 commandments in the Old Testament. And the Pharisees are really challenging Jesus when they ask him which commandment above all the rest is the most important. Jesus decides to go ahead. He doesn't care to be challenged. He decides to go ahead and answer this question by naming not one, but two commandments from the Hebrew Scriptures. The words that Jesus uses for the first part of this commandment, you shall love the Lord with your whole heart, soul and mind, comes from Deuteronomy. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This commandment comes from another book, Leviticus, and was a much lesser known commandment than the first one Jesus talks about. So Jesus is really throwing a curveball at the Pharisees. How can you put love of neighbor on the same level of love of God? And if we are really looking to complicate things even more, how can you love your neighbor if you don't love yourself? Love of self is implied in order to love one's neighbor. So now, in a sense, we have three great commandments: love of God, love of neighbor, and love of self. Confusing stuff, and probably not what the Pharisees were expecting to hear. When we hear this passage, it's important to ask ourselves what is at the center of our lives. We can begin to find the answer to these questions by looking at how we decide to prioritize what is important to us. What are things we decide to make time for? Maybe it's time with family or friends. Maybe it's work or our jobs. Maybe it's our hobbies or sports. But how often do we prioritize loving God? How often do we prioritize loving our neighbors? What makes this commandment so hard to live out in our lives is that it requires that we more fully and above all everything else put God and love of neighbor at the center of who we are. This is not always an easy thing for us to do in the business that life brings. It requires for us to love the people around us, even when it is most challenging for us to do so. That means loving people around us with their limits and limitations, with our limits and limitations also. By requiring us to love all people, no matter how challenging or difficult it may be, Jesus is inviting us to fall back on an identity rooted simply in love. As Catholics, we understand what God is like and who God is through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus' life tells us that love is at the very center of who God is and who we are called to be. So, dear friends, in the midst of our confusion, frustration, contradiction, and our questions, and the business and the identities we think we have created for ourselves. Jesus tells us, however easy or hard it may be, that we are called to live into the love that is the core of who we are. We were made for this. We Catholics seem to hear this message of love a lot. And maybe we were really hoping to find something new and fresh this morning. But in today's passage, I don't think there is any getting around the topic of love. And most importantly, there is no way of getting away from this love. This commandment, which upon further analysis seems confusing and so difficult for us to fully accomplish by ourselves, only becomes possible when we remember that God is utterly committed to loving us. So we are called, we are commanded, if you will, to put the law of love above all else, knowing for certain that God will always and forever love us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.